Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Do you want to know the truth about becoming wealthy? Learn about the strategies for success in this eye-opening podcast.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan, and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Thank you very much for joining me in this podcast channel. This is a podcast channel that I help people on how to become wealthy and debt-free. So for today, we are going to talk about on how to become truly wealthy. I want you to buckle up because the road to riches is not for the faint of the heart. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the harsh truth and realities kung paano ba talaga yumaman. Ano ba mga sacrifices and risks na kailangan natin pagdaanan. So kung handa na kayo, please get a piece of paper so that we can start writing down the things that you can learn. The reality number one, if you really want to become wealthy, you just need to understand that sacrifices must be made. May kasabihan nga, di ba? No pain, no gain. Ganun din po pagdating sa pagyaman. Kailangan mag-invest po tayo na mahabang oras, mahabang pasensya. At the same time, minsan talaga hindi tayo kakain on time, di ba? And then minsan, nagsasakripisyo rin yung mga ibang tao na mga ibang bansa, di ba? Para ika nga iwanan ng pamilya, para ika nga kumita, para magbigay ng mas magandang kinabukasan. And yours truly has also experienced that, no? Nung di ko talaga makalimutan na biro-biruan ko nga kung bakit ako nabansot dahil nga sa kabibit-bit na mga mabibigat na toilet paper. I used to sell toilet papers. I used to carry one box of toilet paper at 96 rolls per toilet paper per box. And not only that, I was also selling aircon cleaner during that time. And during that time, nagbebenta ako ng aircon cleaner. So, ang ginagawa ko, binibit-bit ko talaga yung carboy. We call it carboy, pero it's equivalent to 5 gallon. Yung para sa water filling station ng mga bote. One on the right hand and one on the left hand, binibit-bit ko yan. And minsan, walang mga elevator. Yung mga binibentahan ko, so I have to carry that. Grabe talaga kung maalala ko yan. So, likewise, no? I just want to ask you, no, ikaw mismo, what are the sacrifices that you want to make in order for you to become wealthy? Di ba? Ikaw ba, willing ka ba talaga mag-sacrifice? Kung hindi ka willing na mag-sacrifice, gusto mo yung madalian na pera, I don't think becoming rich and wealthy is for you. That's reality number one. Reality number two is risk-taking is necessary. Alam mo, wala naman nagiging successful na hindi nagtatake ng risk eh. Kasi, again, parang pag wala kang tinanim, wala kang aanihin. Diba? Pwede bang kaya nga maraming tao na hindi talaga umuunlad dahil meron silang tinatawag na fear. The fear of failure, the fear that it won't work. And then, if that always control your decision-making process, definitely, hindi ka makakapag-umpisa, lalo na sa pagnenegosyo. Diba? Pero ito yung isipin mo on the other side. Imbis na isipin mo kung hindi siya mag-work, why don't you think that it will work? What if it works, 'di ba? Alam mo, sulit na sulit talaga yung risk mo. And then para sa mga taong nakikinig sa podcast channel ko at sinasabi mo natatakot ka na mag-take ng risk. Eh ito lang tanong ko. Minsan tanungin natin sarili natin, ano bang mawawala sa atin at the first place? Eh minsan walang wala na talaga tayo, 'di ba? But I promise you, once you take the risk, it always pays off. Oh, it always pays off pag ikaw ay umunlad na. Third reality about success and becoming wealthy, it takes time. Yon. Walang shortcut po sa success. This is a long-term process. It takes a lot of patience and persistence. Yes, I know na alam mo yan. May nabasa nga akong isang sign no, sa isang school na tinake ko ng photo. Nakasulat niya, I was an overnight success after 17 years and 25 days. So 17 years and 25 days niya, pinaghirapan bago niya talaga nakuha yung gusto niya. And likewise, no, pagdating din po sa financial success, investment success, kailangan oras talaga. Wala talaga yung nag-invest ka lang, tapos bigla ka ng lalaking kita. Minsan lang ang makikita mo yung mga ganung chances, like sa cryptocurrency, minsan nakakachamba. Pero yung mga taong nakachamba na yon ay nag-invest na ng matagal. It took them time. Na-timingan lang nila yung market. Kaya nga ikaw, friendship, kung ikaw nakikinig, convince yourself, if you want to become wealthy, you need really to be patient. Reality number 4, to become wealthy. Ito yung katotohanan talaga. Competition is fierce. Alam mo, pag pumasok ko sa isang larangan, any type, sa trabaho man, or if not, let's say sa business, nako, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Do you agree? Ang daming politika, di ba? Yung parang pag-graduate mo sa school, ang feeling mo, oh, nako, I'm gonna conquer the world. I'm going to be the king of the hill. Tapos pagpasok mo, di ba, habang paakyat ka, ang daming umihila sa ipababa, ang daming mga insecure na mga tao na nakapaligid sa opisina mo, sinisiraan ka, yung trabaho mo, tinitake credit nila, nagagrab sila ng credit. Grabe talaga. Tapos sa negosyo, pag nag-umpisa ka, babaksak nila yung presyo, sisiraan yung produkto mo, hindi mo naman kakilala yung competition mo, sinisiraan ka na. Grabe talaga. Kaya nga ito lang sabihin ko po sa inyo. If you want really to succeed, it really requires a strong work ethic, at the same time, determination. Huwag mo isipin kung ano sinasabi nila. Ang importante, naka-focus ka sa iyong goal on how to become successful. Reality number 5 of becoming wealthy. It can be isolating. Ano ibig ko po sabihin? It's always lonely on the top. Yung feeling mo na kahit na may kasama ka, may napagtatanungan ka, pero at the end of the day, ikaw may-ari eh. You're the captain of the ship. Diba? There are times that you feel that you are alone and lonely. Alam mo, minsan, no, na talagang napakahirap talaga. Napakahirap. Pagka may pinagdadaanan ka, yun nga, parang may kasabihan po tayo, di ba? Pag marami kang pera, marami kang tagumpay, marami kang kaibigan nakapaligid sa'yo. Pero pag wala ka ng pera at tagumpay, dahang-dahang silang mawawala sa paligid mo. Kaya nga, it's very important for you to maintain yung close relationship with a few people na talagang who will be there and stand with you during tough times. You need to find a support group if you want really to become successful. Yung dapat may mapapuntahan ka, may matatakbuhan ka, may mahihingan ka, di ba? Na mga ano, sama ng loob at the same time, during the time and moments na medyo confused ka, dapat meron kang coach and mentor na dapat kausapin.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Reality number 6 on becoming wealthy. Pakinggan mo ito mabuti, friendship. Baka dito ka nagkukulang. It requires financial discipline. Kung gusto mong yumaman, parati ko sinasabi, kahit na milyon ang kinikita mo, pero pag milyon din ang linalabas mo, ubus pa rin yan. Ang ibig sabihin po niyan ay kailangan matuto tayong ikang mag-manage ng ating pera, mag-budget ng ating pera, mag-ipon ng ating pera. Diba? At kung hindi natin kailangan bilhin ang mga bagay na hindi dapat bilhin, huwag muna nating bilhin. Diba minsan napapaaga po eh, nagiging excited po tayo eh. Diba kumita lang tayo ng konti and then there's a possibility that you want it now. So to the point that you spend all. So when you spend all, you won't have any savings. So wala ka pang invest. Paano lalago? Diba? Kaya nga, it's important na mag-umpisa ka sa maliit sa pag-iipon eh. Diba? This is a test of your character. Kasi ito ang sabihin ko sa iyo, pag sinasabi niyo, hindi ka nakakapag-ipon dahil maliit ang sweldo mo, ay ito lang. Ano yung kaibahan niyan pag lumaki na yung sweldo mo? Di ba? Kung hindi ka marunong mag-ipon sa maliit, pagdating sa malaki, hindi ka rin matututo mag-ipon dahil ikaw pa rin ang humahawak ng pera mo. Let's go to reality number 7 if you want to become wealthy. Becoming wealthy can lead to pain and stress. Akala nyo po uulitin ko po. Life is not a bed of roses. Sometimes, in order for you to get to the roses, you have to go through the thorns. Diba? Matitinig ka muna. May mafe-feel kang pressure. Diba? May mafe-feel kang stress. Pag ikaw ay lalo lumalaki na sa iyong larangan, sa iyong business. Ako, ramdam na ramdam ko yan. Like for example, recently, nangyari lang sa akin, nagkaroon ako ng breakthrough sa pagbenta ng mga books ko. And all of a sudden, nag-10 times yung order on a daily basis. Siguro kung dati nakakabenta lang kami ng mga 1,000 o 1,000 pieces ng books, ngayon nakakabenta lang kami ng 10,000 pieces. So, ang nangyari po niyan, number one, nung December, hindi nakapag-deliver on time yung aking supplier, tinamaan na ako. Pangalawa, syempre, kulang yung supply, di ba? So, super stressful talaga. Hindi naman sa wala kaming benta, ang stressful, meron kaming benta na hindi namin ma-deliver ang benta. So, grabe po yung stress level ko nung December at saka tong January to stabilize the supply and the demand of my business. Kaya nga, a lot of people, ulitin ko to, a lot of people want to become successful and rich, but only a few people are willing to pay the price of becoming successful and rich. Kasama na to sa package. Ang tanong, ready ka na ba? And last but not the least, number 8. But before I tell you on yung number 8, uulitin ko lang po, rewind lang po tayo. You want to become wealthy? Ito, number 1. Handa ka na ba? Sacrifices must be made. Number 2, risk taker ka ba? Number 3, pasensyoso ka ba? Diba? It takes time. Number 4, competition is fierce. Willing ka ba makipaglaban and makipag-compete? Number 5, sometimes it can be isolating. Are you willing to really do it alone at times? Because it's always lonely at the top. Number 6, it requires financial discipline. Willing ka na ba na matuto about finances? Number 7, it can lead to stress. Willing ka na ba mag-take ng stress? Ay, grabe. And number 8, becoming wealthy can also reveal your character. Alam mo, mga friendship, may nagsasabi kasi, nako, ayokong masyadong yumaman kasi ang pera nakakapagbago ng tao. I beg to disagree. Ha? Di mo ba nakita? Nagbago nga ugali, Chinky. Ito lang sabihin ko sa'yo. Dating mabait, pero ngayon, yumabang na. Dati namang barkada natin, ngayon, hindi na tayo kilala. Ito lang, mga friendship. Money can never change a person, but money can sure reveal a person. Ang pera hindi kayang baguhin ng tao, pero ang pera kayang ilabas ang tunay niyang pagkatao. Dati na mayabang yan, hindi lang halata. Dati nang ano yan, ganun talaga. Di ba nagigits nyo ba? Kaya nga, wag na wag po natin sisihin ang tagumpay at pera. Nilalabas lang niya kung ano ang nasa loob na at the first place. Kaya mga friendship, no? In conclusion, I just want to challenge you right now and tell you the truth. Again, becoming wealthy is not easy. May challenges na pagdadaanan. Pero, pag hinanda mo yung mindset mo, hinanda mo yung sarili mo sa 8 realities na ito at gusto kong ulit-ulitin mo, tanongin mo yung sarili mo. Sa podcast episode na ito, handa ka na ba to face all of these challenges and this reality? Pag sinabi mong handa ka na, the good news is, you are on your way towards success and wealth. Because the price of wealth is the sacrifice of your personal time and freedom. In order for you to gain financial freedom. Ganun talaga yan. Kaya para sa mga tao na handa na talagang to go through this journey, if you want to journey with me, I want to invite you. This coming February 17 and 18, magkakaroon ako ng workshop on Juan Millonario. Two-day workshop and webinar na ito. I want to help people on how to become the first millionaire in their family. So if you are interested to know more about it, kung paano ikaw magiging unang millionaire sa pamilya mo, visit chinkshop.com, that's chinkshop.com. Hanapin nyo na lang po yung poster ng Juan Millonario and know more about it. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And if you like this podcast, please give me a comment. And also don't forget to share this podcast episode to your friends. Thank you so much. As I always say in my program, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always check positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always chink positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.